tuned into the Dave and Ned Show here on the number one station.
You're tuned in to the Dave and Ned Show only on XFM.
Hello, back here on the Dave and Ned Show in the studio. Yes, we got two interesting people. Yeah, they busy smiling. Okay, so the two interesting people that are in the studio, do you mind introducing yourself so that the audience can know who you are? So, yes, can we start with the first person? Who's going to speak first?
Hi, my name is Zanele.
Hi.
Okay, that was Zanele. Yes, and then...
Hi, my name is Kristen.
She's like shy, you know. She's smiling, yeah. Like, she's shy, yes. But that was Zanele and Kristen, yeah. They're, like, really awesome, yeah. And they are our special guest speakers. So how are you guys doing? Like, how are you...
We're good.
Doing? Yeah.
We've been doing good. Church is awesome. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I hear you. Yeah. Feel free. Yes. Can speak. Yeah. Don't be shy. Yeah.
Yeah. So, asking us how we've been doing. We've been great, now. But then work. Been stressed.
And all that.
You know how it goes. Yeah. Been running up and down.
Yes. Exercise, it's actually good exercise.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
You actually need exercise to run up and down.
Yeah.
You know, yes, you gotta go up the stairs.
That's why we
shouldn't have elevators. Because if we have elevators, no, people are not gonna exercise. It's gonna be so easy for you to go up.
Let's go up the elevator, not going up the stairs.
Yeah. Okay, so I got a question, eh?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so the question is, how do you feel being on the show and people are listening to you?
It feels awesome. Really, really, really awesome.
Yes.
It feels awesome, but it's scary. Because, you know, people are listening to you, so obviously.
Now they know how Zanele sounds.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that's Zanele.
You even get nervous.
Yeah.
Yes. So your heart is no more beating there. It's beating by the toes.
Yeah. It's beating everywhere.
It's beating everywhere. Even in the eyes. Yeah, it's beating everywhere. Huh?
Yeah, really.
I must look at the eyes. Maybe I'm going to see the eyes also beat. They're going up and down.
Yeah.
Is that happening to you?
No. Okay. My heart is beating normal. Please. Can you give me your guys' conversation?
Okay. I hear you. It's cool. So we're going to be talking about an interesting topic today. So, anyone want to say it or should I say it?
No. So, the question or the topic of today is going to be why God and why choose God and why be a Christian and basically that's it.
Yeah. So, why be a Christian? Yeah. And then, Christian, anything?
I said everything for you, ne?
Yeah, she basically said everything. Yeah, she said everything.
It's awesome being a Christian, knowing that you can praise God. God was there for you. He's the one who created you. So it's insanely cool. It's amazing. There's no words I can anymore describe about it.
Yes, I hear you. Okay, so guys, you know how we do this, We come in with an intro, and then after that, you go for something that's interesting, you know, give you something that's nice, you know, something very short, and then after that we come back for the news, update, the news, gonna get updated with the news, that's the one, so stay tuned in here on the Dave and Nash Show, and you know how we do it, gonna give you something that's short, and then we'll come back for the news.
Thank you very much. You guys are listening to the hottest radio station ever, playing the hottest music. Yeah.
Hello back. Yeah, we're back here on the Dave and Nash Show. Yeah, we're going to be doing this. Yeah. Just going to give you the news. Yeah, you know how news is. It's awesome, eh? But something that I can say is this side we've had interesting weather, you know, temperatures, yeah, all the stuff. In fact, here the weather's confused. I'm glad. In fact, I think you guys can also agree.
Yeah.
Like, you wake up, it's cold, and then suddenly it's hot, and then it's raining. You're like, yeah, it's cold now. What's happening? Yeah, like, is the weather confused? And it's been weeks since it's been like that. But we'll never understand how it is.
Yeah.
Until the day it decides to reveal itself. Yeah. So, just a couple of news. So, in South Africa, we got a company linked to Barry Fraser. Yeah, I almost said Froster. So, here on the Dave and Nash show, we have our own dictionary. So, you see, when you say words that you are not supposed to say, they go into the Dave and Nash dictionary.
Okay.
So, let me guess. Let me see. If you had a word that you wanted to say, for example, you wanted to say mother, and then you happen to say, what word is close to mother? But it's not mother.
Monday.
Okay, you say something like that. So that word is gonna go into the Dave and Nash dictionary.
Okay.
So we create our own dictionary. And then we have instant jokes, yes. Instant songs. So that's what happens. You know, it just comes out. We don't invite it, it knows. It knows when to come out, yeah. Yeah, you see like there it just came out. Yeah, we have those ones. So that's the David Nash show.
Okay.
So yeah, I was also gonna say something else, but yay, yeah. So going back to the news, like I said, yeah, a company linked to Barry Fraser, the brother of the former spy boss Arthur Fraser,
Arthur.
The author's going to the David Nash dictionary, has been awarded 2 marine tourism payments by the Department of Environmental Affairs. So he actually got an award.
That's an achievement.
Nice. Yeah.
When last did I get an award?
In fact, yeah. When last did you have an award? Like, let's go back to memory. Now we're going back to memory lane. So do you wanna share? Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think the last time I got an award was for netball in high school. I can't say matric because I never played netball in matric.
Yeah,
I think it was in grade 11.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was very soon. I thought you were going to say like 10 years. I'm like,
No!
Yo, okay, yeah. 10 years ago, yo. The last time I had an award was last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yo, bravo.
It was last year.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was athletics and being one of the executive members on the RCLs. So it was, yeah, the last time I had an award. And then, the last person in the house, when was the last time you had
maybe
an award?
When I was still in primary school, grade 3. That's the last that I had an award.
Okay, that's long.
That's long.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm not really a sport person.
No, but then it doesn't have to be sports, you see.
Yeah.
Like me, it was sports and something else. You see, so it was sports and leadership, and then I've also gotten certificates.
You never know. This year, maybe I'll get an award. You know, you never know.
No, what do you mean? You never know. You have to go for it.
This year is your year. So
yeah,
grab it.
It's your year.
Grab it.
Yes, you've grabbed it. This is like right there in your fingers. It's there. You can smell it. I see it. It's coming.
Like in the cake, you can just smell it.
Yeah, you see, Yeah. So you're getting it. Yes. So, let's see. The next one is... it's like really interesting, eh? So, okay, top stories. This is another news. So, here it says... And this one was posted 23 minutes ago. So, as you're listening to this, 23 minutes ago, that's when it was posted. And it says... look like some other interesting words before it goes into the David Nash dictionary. Yeah. So okay, yeah, ferial. Yeah, that one. Yeah, what is that one? Looks interesting. Ferial Hafaji. Yay! Yeah, that. Hey, Ferial Hafaji. Is your Facebook account messing with your mind? Okay, so basically. Got people whose Facebook, it actually happened to me also. Like I'll get random people I think they're hackers. They hack into your Facebook account.
That's what happened to my cousin.
Yeah. That is what is happening. It is being reported as the news. And yo, you know what's funny? 19 million of us who use Facebook. Yeah, that has happened too. So right here, you got 19 billion people, not billion, million. 19 million people who are complaining. Their Facebook is being hacked. And people are doing stuff that the normal Facebook, the owner of that Facebook account wouldn't do. So I've experienced it. Yeah. In fact, you know that moment where you actually go online and then you look at the messages that you had, and then you're wondering, when was the last time I sent that message? I don't remember sending that message. That's what happened to me. I don't know if you guys have experienced that.
No, I have never been.
Oh, do you guys have a Facebook account?
Yes, who doesn't have a Facebook account?
When was the last time you actually logged in? I think that's the reason why you haven't experienced
last week.
Last week? Oh, aye. Then you're not one of these 19 million.
Yes, I must be in there somewhere.
Yeah, you see, yeah. What is 19 million minus one? Yeah, I was just thinking, eh? So it's like interesting.
Yeah.
It was just a thought that came now. I'm like, okay, if you had to minus one from that 19 million, what would you say?
18 million?
Eh, okay, yes.
900,000
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, now you went, you went from the million to the thousand. Yay.
Because if you minus one from a million is a thousand.
But
that's
1,000. But that's 1,000,000. If you minus one from 1,000,000, then it goes into the 100,000. But then 19 million, it's still 18 million.
Close to 18,000,000 and something.
So yeah, summarizing it, it's 18,999,999 until it stops. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, until they decide to stop, that's where it stops. And then the next one is concerning sports. Yeah. So Caster Saga. Professor protests by quitting IAF role. How do you do that? I wouldn't do that.
You
like on a high level there.
That means
there.
He has money. He's
yo,
rich.
But still.
He doesn't need the role anymore.
Ah, but still, if you're professional by it, you have to still carry on.
You know what's funny? There's eyes looking at you. They like looking at what you're doing. Do you know that you actually got people who you also inspire? They like, yeah, they look up to you. But then, just from quitting, you know, guess what? A lot of people, they now affected as well. They're like, okay, this person just did that for what?
Yeah.
And then guess what?
I'm sure a lot of people like.
What if I was looking up to that person and then that person goes off? Now it affected me. Because I was like, okay, this guy was my role model. But look what he did. He stuffed up everything. No, I don't want this anymore. And then guess what? I'm also affected.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't do that. But yeah, there was the news. It was very interesting. Yes.
Yeah. And you guys, did you hear? Do you know Akumzi?
Who is that?
That is a TV presenter slash actor.
Actor.
Yeah, he passed away.
I saw it coming.
You saw it coming. How can you say something like
no,
that?
No, like I saw it coming as in I saw the vision of the future of you saying that.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, let me say I assumed you are gonna say that person passed away. That's what I was thinking.
Oh okay.
Yeah. But that's
very
not cool.
Sad.
It's not cool. Yeah, yeah, true, that is
I think
not
the
cool.
Funeral is taking place
on
Friday or Saturday.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. R.I.P.
People are dying.
Sorry.
Celebs are dying, guys.
And the question is, do they
what
have
are they
Jesus?
Doing?
Yeah.
So many celebs are dying. You know, especially like in this short time, and it's only May.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you see why we need Jesus. We need Jesus in every day of our life, which is why the topic is why choose God, why God, why God. You gotta do what you do to get into heaven.
Yeah.
So that was the news update from Mr. Naive and our two amazing guests in the house.
Yeah.
Sonali. interesting. Yeah, but we're gonna go for a short break again, and then we're gonna come back to kill and give you some more amazing stuff. Yeah, so stay tuned in, don't go anywhere, and we're gonna come back now. We'll be back. So yeah, see ya.
Get your tambourines out. Every knee, I surrender. You are now.
Hey, y'all. Get a blaze by Active Worship today. Contact us for more info on www.activefm.co.za.
Hello back. So we're back with Kazozo and Futo. So yeah, so the people that are on the Dave and Nash show, they know what is Kazozo and Futo. Mputo. So what it means is energy. Yes. I know. You see, also the audience, they were like that. They were like, okay, what is that? And then when we told them, they're like, oh. Yeah, you see, they also reacted in the same way. So Kazozo is Mputo. And it means energy. Just like Hakuna Matata.
Means no worries.
Yes. Yeah. You see? No worries. Yeah. So also as we got our version of no worries, which is Kazozo. It's found in the David Nash dictionary. Yeah. You'll find Kazozo in there. Yeah. So, you know, this short session is always about Christ music, ne? And we actually speak about why would you rather listen to Christ music than secular music. Because I remember in one of the show I actually mentioned why I would rather listen to Christ music. You guys want to know?
Yes, please enlighten us.
Don't know if I'm gonna get the light. Yeah, it's fine. So the reason why I would rather listen to Christ music is because back then, you know, you listen to, for example, you get a secular rapper, ne?
Yeah.
Don't wanna mention names, but yeah, the secular rappers. You would listen to that specific secular rapper, and guess what? They are singing or rapping a song where they are depressed. And then guess what? You listening to that song, suddenly at the end of that song, you're also depressed. So instead of me listening to a song that's gonna get me depressed at the end of the song, I'd rather listen to Christ music. You know why? Because they preach Jesus. Get the message inside your ears. Mm-hmm. You see, it goes in your ears, and then you meditate on it, and then it goes into your heart, and then you repeat the words in your mind, heart, and soul.
I also do that sometimes.
And then suddenly they think you're talking to yourself, but they don't understand what's happening. And then guess what? At the end of the song, you're smiling.
Mm.
And then they give you those eyes.
I just burst out singing.
You see? Now, I'd rather listen to Christ music because it does that. I don't wanna come here and listen to this song that is busy, swearing me or some of these people I don't understand their lives. You're listening to a song that is swearing.
Then sometimes why would you listen to that song? Even angry over that song, like
you see.
And then, but then the problem is now these days, a lot of songs have no meaning. Like people just do songs for the sake of.
You see,
doing a song.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's why I would also prefer listening to Christ music. Because
they have meaning.
They're speaking about Jesus.
Amen.
Get salvation.
Hallelujah.
In fact, you get saved from a song. Like, this song was very deep. Yeah. I gave my life to Christ. How did you give your life to Christ? Through a song. Does a song. Yeah. Does this song give my life because of the song? So.
But then another thing, you know, people get. I feel like gospel singers should also find a way of like target market wise, because obviously our mothers and our grannies are gonna listen to their songs. And what about us? You should make it more fun, more exciting,
now
so that everyone
got different genres.
Yeah,
which is awesome. You see, when you speak about Christ music, it's not just hip hop. You know, Christ hip hop. You know, trap and all the stuff. You also get gospel hill song.
Can't be trapped to a gospel song.
No, there is. There actually is. You got your Triply. You got Lecrae.
Yeah.
You got who's this? That was me.
That person.
Yeah, that was me rewinding. That's how I rewind on the Dave and Nash show. So you got your KB, all of those people. NF.
Yeah.
They. they do Christian rap. So rap, trap, KB, yeah, is more of the trap. You know, yeah, like trap. You like trapping, yeah. Trapping for Jesus. Yeah, which is hot music. So you actually get all of this. There's even Christian house.
Really? I haven't heard that.
I haven't heard it either.
I know, also me, the time when I was like, Christian house, this one. And then when I got exposed to it, I was like, wow, it's actually awesome. Yeah, I love it. And then you got Christian dubstep, everything, man. It's like, bae, it's awesome. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, we gotta listen to the Christian house.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's
make sure you guys get
it's not marketed
to it.
Enough. That's why we don't know it.
Yeah, you see, the thing is, nowadays, you know, people are like focused on hip hop and stuff like that. So as a result, it's other genres.
They must play really every day on trace. People.
But now,
know
you know what's
song.
Awesome? Here on the Active FM, we actually got a music jam session.
Yay.
Yeah, so you can actually go there and just listen to the nice music that is
awesome.
The amazing music. And
so
it's
awesome.
Not just one genre, it's actually a different genre. You got EDM, you got hip hop, you got R&B, you got house, all of them.
Awesome.
Trap, hop, hip, but yeah, this was all about music. And then we're gonna do something that's interesting.
What?
We're gonna go for another break.
No.
So we're going for another break, even though we don't want to go for another break, but we'll come back for the session with the juicy topic
stay
and amazing
tuned.
Stuff. Stay, yeah, stay tuned in. Yeah, almost said steak.
Don't mention steak.
Yeah, steak. People are gonna get hungry on the show. Even the listeners, they're gonna go and buy steak. Yeah, must go buy steak. So
what
steak.
About the ribs?
Yeah. The ribs, okay, it's fine. You're gonna make me hungry now. Yeah, so the people are hungry for Christ music. We're gonna go for a break and then we're gonna come back and speak about the topic. Yeah, so stay tuned in, don't go anywhere.
Kazoza.
Drowning me. of sin. God, why do you love me? Oh, I'm overwhelmed by you, Jesus.
Back here on the Dave and Nash show, yeah, with your boy DJ Nave and the two guests in the house. Yes.
Hi.
Yo, yo. Yeah, so we're going to be getting into the topic, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. I told you, yeah, there's instant music jokes.
Yeah, that was bad.
Everything.
That was really bad.
Oh, was it? Okay, I'm gonna hit another note.
Okay, hit it higher.
Hey. Oh. Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm not that tall, so yeah, it's interesting.
You
no?
don't have to be
but
tall.
It's cool. I tried. Okay.
Zach, oh, so can okay, so higher note?
No, yes, I was about to ask. who can do it?
She can. I can't sing.
Okay, so sorry. I want a high note from both of you. Yes, I want it. Yes, let's do this. Who's
no,
going first?
I can't sing.
Okay, let me pick. Inky Park.
This is not okay.
Okay, that does fast, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we picked her.
Am I singing or just hitting a high note?
You're hitting a high note.
Whether
you want, if you want to sing it high, it's fine.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Was that a high note?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, it's coming, guys. Listen.
Thank you, Jesus.
You just came back wrong. I'm so nervous.
Okay,
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Zan is your turn.
No, I can't sing.
Yeah. She took the back door. She was like, okay, let's hear the first attempt. No, this is what she
sorry,
did.
Sorry, guys.
This is what she did. She's like, you know what? She was like, okay, let's hear what Kristen's going to do. If Kristen hits the high note, I'm staying. If she doesn't hit, I'm going out.
Sure I didn't
I'm
hit.
Going there. I'm going to the back
the high note, Zan. It's
that's
your
what
turn.
She did.
Yeah, let's go straight to the topic.
That was the back door.
Yeah, yes. Back door.
It's fine. We'll go back to the topic. Yeah, okay. So it's going to be more like questions, you know. It's going to be based on questions. But that was awesome, mate. That was awesome. Like, yeah, if I had to hit a high note,
yeah.
Woo. It's going to be a very interesting high note.
I just
note,
can't
eh?
Sing in front of people. Got a nervous
thing. Okay, guys, she's nervous. She knows that you're listening to her, and yeah, as a result, she hit the high note, but she hit it on the wrong spot. Yes,
yeah,
so stay tuned in for the next episode where she's gonna hit the high note.
Yes,
so
also Zan too, she must hit a two note back door.
Yeah, you see, stay tuned in for the next episode
and
where
she's
not gonna also take the back door. Yeah, she's gonna take the lead like a leader. Yes. Yeah. Too much. So basically the topic, yeah, you know, why Christianity, why God, why Jesus, you know. And I got questions.
We know.
Hey, come back. Did you hear that come back? Yeah?
Yeah.
Now you need to come back from the back door. You need to come back and walk in. So first question. Okay, before I give you that question. So I'm gonna basically enlighten you with no light now. Yeah, yes. So there's no light this time. But I'm gonna enlighten you with a part of my life, yeah, where I actually experienced it, and yeah. And I actually hear your input concerning that question. So I remember in grade 8 and 9, I used to be like, okay, you know what, I'm gonna get serious with God when I'm 18. That was me in grade 8. And then I saw 18 coming close. I was like, no, man. 18 is too fast. Yeah? It's coming here. Yeah? It's about to come here. Yeah? And then I was like, okay, I'm going to get serious with God when I get married. That was me. Ne? So my plan was to get serious with God when I get married. And then grade 9, I almost got arrested.
Huh?
In fact, I was inside the vehicle itself. And then, yeah, they had to bribe me out of that situation. But it was actually the Lord, you know. If the Lord wanted me to go to jail, I was going to end up in jail. But he was teaching me a lesson. Now, after that, that's when I decided, you know what? I'm going to get serious with God now, eh? I'm going to get rid of all of these friends and all the stuff. And then that's when my spiritual leader, which is Mr. Chris, came, you know, within that time phrase and actually invited me. Yeah. But now, looking at that, why would you say people must choose Christ So I want an answer from both of you. Let's start with the person that took the back door. Yes! Person that took the back door.
Yes.
Why did you...
Why do I think people should...
Why do you think people should actually choose Christ?
Well...
Mm-hmm.
But then... I don't know why you wouldn't choose Christ. Don't get me wrong. I believe that there's certain people who don't know about Christ.
Yeah, true.
And they haven't been told about him.
Yeah.
So... If you're listening now and you're one of those people, what I have to say to you is that just, you know, when people, you tell them about Christ, they'll be like, oh, you don't bore us with the church stuff now. I believe like you should just one day just go, like have a day where you resting, you know, you don't have any plans, just go and see how the atmosphere is.
Yeah,
just go and see how the atmosphere is and see it for yourself. Because, you know, everyone wants to be Thomas.
Yes.
They want to,
believe by seeing.
Yes.
I was one of them.
Yeah. We were all there once.
Yeah.
And then until you saw and you believed. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Awesome.
That was really awesome.
Awesome.
Yes. It was awesome because I can also relate to that. Yo, there was, in fact... I used to have an atheist mindset before I decided, you know what, I'm gonna go the Christ direction. I had an atheist mindset, and then that's what got me to the situation where I almost ended up in jail. It was that mindset. So it's true what you say. We all wanna believe. I remember before getting serious with this stuff, I was like, yo God, me, I want you to speak to me, eh? And I don't want you to speak to me.
And I want to hear your voice. We want it when you're praying.
Yo.
Like you want God to tell you and show you the answer now. Like to believe that He's there.
Yeah,
Like when I was younger, I was like, I want to see God. Like face to face. But I'm like,
okay, you too much. Yo.
I want to see Him face to face, but I asked my dad, he's like, can I see God face to face? He's like, how are you gonna see God face to face? I'm like, I don't know. I just have to see him face to face. I want to see what his face looks like. You know?
Okay,
so,
That one is on levels.
We've all thought of that. So, I want to see him. Is he black? Is he white? Because they always portraying God as this white person. I'm like, okay. Was he really white?
Okay, you see.
Doesn't matter what color is he. Longest I want to see him face to face.
Okay.
Okay, something that they actually said to me that was, it was impactful and it changed the way I think from 8 years to, thinking the right stuff, removing all of those 8 years mindset. And before I say that, I always wanted God and I still have that desire. Even now, I still have the same desire, but I actually understand He might not want to do that because I'm not ready for that. But I've always wanted God to speak to me with the audio voice. Like, I'll hear people say, yo, God spoke to me yesterday. Yeah, He said this, that. And then in my head, I'm like thinking, yo, you heard God's voice. How come I'm not hearing God's voice?
Too,
I want to hear that voice. But
how are we not hearing the voice?
I had to learn. Like, okay, as much as I want to hear God's voice, He's not going to do it. He's going to use other people to come and speak to me. Now, which goes to one thing, to see God. So what they actually said to me that was impactful, not to me, but I was in the crowd listening to a preacher. And the preacher's like, it's like, he takes it back to, you know, it's funny. Even back in Jesus' time, they also wanted to see God. Like, they wanted to see Him. And he took us back to the verse that speaks about Jesus and His disciple, the conversation that they were having, where Jesus' disciple asked Jesus, how do we know how God is, you know, how God looks like? And then Jesus responded saying, he who has seen me has seen the Father. So those who know Jesus, they know the Father. And so if you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. Now, I looked at that first, I was like, okay, that's deep. So Jesus came as flesh. So they were looking at flesh. So in other words, they know how God looks like. they looked at Jesus. Yeah, like, okay, Jesus looks like the Father. So how do I know how God looks?
Look, you must at just yourself. Look at, look,
yeah, you know, yeah, so you look at that, ah, you know, ah,
like, yeah.
Yeah, 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 now I know how Christ looks. Yeah. So right there, it's stuff like that that actually got me thinking. I'm like, okay, I have a lot of desires, but the answer is right in front of me, and I don't actually realize and notice that it's there. It's there. And yeah, it's stuff like that that you like, okay, it's interesting. So here I am, Christian.
Seeing God.
Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, I'm seeing
proud
Jesus.
Proud to be a Christian.
Awesome. And I wouldn't change to a different religion. I'm not saying the other religions are bad.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I wouldn't want to change from being Christian to any other religion. I almost said any other region. Woo! Yeah, that's going into the David Nash dictionary. Hey, region. Any
this
other region.
Dictionary.
It must be full.
Yo, it's full, eh? Yo. Hi, it has been full since last year. Woo! We got more than 500 pages in that dictionary. Digitally. You know, digitally you write small words. Yo, digitally, more than 500 pages, which is awesome. Yeah. And then, I got another question, as always.
As always.
So, this one is quite interesting. So, it's more of you speaking to the audience. Like, out of your own life, what has God done for you that convinced you that he was real? And why would you advise the people to give their life to Jesus?
Well, for me,
she went first.
As always.
Yeah, finally,
not the back door this time.
Well, for me, there was a time, I think this happened when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you were younger.
Yeah, I was younger.
Back then, you were
back
younger.
Then. Yeah. I never really believed that, like, God was there. Because I was like, I go to church with my mother. Okay, we're going to church. It was a routine. Like, every Sunday, I know there's church.
Yeah.
Saturday, there's youth.
Yeah.
But then, and I once, like, I sat down, like, okay, why am I going to church? Like, I had to ask myself that question. Why am I going to church?
Mm.
Like, am I going to church to decorate the place for more, like, adding more people, or am I going there for Christ? And then that's when the second question came. Who is Christ? Because I never knew. Like, they would explain it to me, but then maybe I never had the right person to explain it to me. I don't know why, but then I was also one of those people who was like, don't come to me with your church stuff. One of those people. Now it's happening to me, and I tell other people, but I also did it to other people.
Now you're feeling it, how it feels.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then at the time, there was this lady that came to me at church, and then, like, she started mentoring me.
Yeah.
And then I saw how she lived. I saw, like, she wasn't perfect, but then one thing she never looked back on was Christ. She always prayed to Christ. She always did her life, she lived it according to what Christ said. I'm like, she became my role model.
Yeah.
I think it's because of her that I'm here now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Like, if I could check out what's in my heart, you'll see a big smile there. It's gonna be like that, going up to the heavens. Yeah. That's awesome. It's, like, really awesome. And then, so she missed the bullet, but she hasn't missed it because it's still coming back. Not you. She missed the bullet, but she hasn't missed it because we're still coming back for the last session. And then she's gonna answer that question. So this is your amazing presenters.
Woo!
Yeah, your amazing presenters on the David Nash Show with DJ Nave. Yeah.
Amen.
And we are killing it for you. We are showing it. We are
slaying.
Yay. Slaying. Yes. With Gazozo, So we're going to do what we do. We're going to give you something that's awesome, something that's juicy, which is Christ music, which is heart music, here on Active FM. And don't go anywhere. Stay tuned in. and we'll come back for the last session.
Whether your copy of Active Worship's amazing new album, Ablaze, on iTunes, or on www.activeworship.com.
We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to the hottest sounds.
Let's hit the city ablaze, ablaze for Jesus, ablaze. I need to strengthen my character and look like Jesus.
Hello back, yo, we back. But before we went, you know, for the other session, you know, before we closed, yeah, Yeah, someone missed a bullet, but didn't miss a bullet.
I didn't miss a bullet. It just stopped.
Yeah, you see. Yo, that's awesome. Yo, I'm like thinking that movie, you know. You're in a movie, there's the bullet coming, and then guess what? It stops. That would be cool, eh? Yeah. That would be actually cool. Yo, and then it just stops.
It can't even touch
there. Yo! Now, what would you do if it stops? Would you run away or would you like stand there and actually wait for it to continue? What would you do?
I can't just stand there. I have to duck or something. But if it couldn't come to me, why would I move? I'll just look at it and I walk.
But this bullet is still coming to you, ne? You'll never run away from this one.
Yeah.
So, answer the question. Oh. Yes.
Probably it was maybe in 2000.
Yay.
2000. Not 2000. 2016.
Yay. Yeah, okay.
That makes sense. 2000, not 2000, I'm sorry. 2016.
Yeah.
Like when my dad went to hospital. So I really didn't know, but I knew about God. I just didn't really know. Is he for real? Yeah. Is he on? Is he even here when we need him? Is he? Because I didn't really know. So. My dad went to hospital, so that time it was only me and my two brothers.
Yeah.
So we were living in a hotel, so my dad, afterwards, he's in hospital, he said we must come visit him every day since we had it there because there was nobody else looking after us. I used to look after my two brothers. So then we've been going to Joburg General Hospital to go and visit my dad, seeing how he's doing. When I saw my dad, he had like these needles and the drips and giving him blood. I just broke down and cried.
Okay. Yeah.
I couldn't handle that.
Yeah.
For me, I just start crying, but my dad told me I must not cry. I have to be strong for my brothers, because if I start crying, they're gonna start crying. So yeah, and then so when my dad went to hospital, that's when the people from the hotel took us to the social workers. So then after we went to the social worker, it was like a few days, then they told us we're moving. That's when I moved to my adopted mom's house. So we lived there. The first time I got there, I didn't know anything. Like, yeah, so it was really frightening for me. I thought we were all alone. There's nobody left. Nobody loves us anymore. So that's the day when I don't know. This voice just came out from nowhere.
Yay.
In my head, I'm just like, I'm broken. Yes. I was shattered. I'm like, what must I do now? Then this voice just came to me. So I was like, okay, am I talking to myself? Who is this? And like, so this voice is talking to me. So I was like, am I alone? And he's like, no, you're not alone. I'm here with you. So I was like, who are you? And then he's like, I'm Lord. I'm God. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like crying. I don't know what to do. My adopted mom was asking me why I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just crying since I didn't want to tell her. I'm the kind of person who doesn't tell people what is going on with me. I keep it in. But this year I've learned not to keep it in. I have to tell the people what I feel, what is the problem. So yeah, that's how I finally knew God.
Yeah, that's awesome. That Amen. Is awesome. I feel like doing the ducky. Okay, that was powerful.
Yeah, it was.
That was powerful, you see. She almost missed the bullet, but she didn't miss
but
it.
She didn't.
I didn't miss
yeah.
the bullet.
That was like
we took
really
it, we grabbed
awesome.
It, like, yes.
Yeah.
Yo, so you've heard God's voice. Yo, okay, that's like interesting. It's like really
yeah.
interesting. Yeah.
It really yeah. was interesting for me.
So, okay.
But yeah.
Like from my side, ne? yeah, my life has been interesting. I've kind of like lived an interesting life, which has different episodes and series and what. Yeah, so it's been an interesting life. But from my side, the day when I actually decided, okay, obviously to turn to God after grade 9, where I almost got arrested. And then I used to come, yeah, like, you know, like Sanele said, it was a routine. No, okay, Saturday is youth, Sunday is services. Just come, just go. So that was me. Used to come as a routine, not knowing why am I really coming here. Me, I'm thinking I'm coming here for other people. I'm coming here to decorate the church.
Yeah.
I'm coming here so that people can see, yeah, now she's cool. Yo, now she's like that guy. Yo, yeah, you know. But at the same time, yeah, I still had the old mindset of, yeah, ne, God, why God? You know, I'm not serious about these things. And I didn't used to see myself as a leader. But the time when I actually got serious with God was after, yeah, after I got exposed to my family history. And I realized that, hey, as much as you wanna ignore God doesn't exist, okay, as much as you wanna ignore that God exists, because if you say, okay, God doesn't exist, basically what you're saying is God doesn't exist plus the devil doesn't exist.
Mm.
Now, when the family history came out, they're like, yo, there's sacrifices happening in the family. Yeah, back then, your grandmother and yo, and all this stuff. Okay, as much as I wanted to ignore it, hey, I started seeing things that, yeah, that are not normal, you know, like things that actually show you, okay, this is real. And then suddenly you got uncles that are passing on. Like last year, I think I had 3 or 4 uncles passed on, and it wasn't like a normal death. It was this one stabbed the other one. Why? Because this person was drunk, and that's not normal. This one also was trying to be courageous, and then guess what? He got shot. Yeah, stuff like that. Then I actually got exposed to the history where they actually exposed my grand aunts, you know. Okay, so you got my grandmother, but the sister,
grand
aunt, yeah.
The sister of your grand.
Yeah, so my grandmom's sister, she was involved in witchcraft and all those stuff, and as a result, sacrifices happening and all those things. And then when I examined all of those stuff, that's when I actually noticed how blessed I am, because as much as I didn't want to focus on God, a lot of things were supposed to happen to me. It didn't happen to me. And it was because God was still protecting me and guiding me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was allowing specific things to happen so that I can open my eyes. Then last year, I think it was around June, March, somewhere there, I actually got serious with God. So now I was like, you know what? Let me actually get serious with this and see what's going to happen. And I got serious with God, and then, yeah, it was still normal, nothing is happening. And then around December, I remember actually testing God. Like, okay, God, the Bible says, you'll answer my prayers if I do this and that. And then for the first time, okay, I was, like, sick. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to test God, I'm going to test him and see. And then I prayed for myself. And then immediately I got healed. And then, okay, so where the pain was, I'm not looking for the pain. It's not there. I'm like looking for it. Okay, where's this pain? It's not going. What's going on? Like, I just came from praying and then it's gone. And then suddenly I realize, okay, I just got healed after praying. And then there's that excitement. It's like in there, that joy. I don't know how to explain it. It's like there. You feel like screaming in the whole house, but you can't scream because there's people in the house. But then you like jump and then you just hold yourself. You're like, yeah! Yeah,
and your heart start going.
You see. So after that experience, I was like, okay, God is real. But then I didn't really believe that he was that real. I understood, okay, this is possible, that's possible. And then early this year, we had encounters. And then I was like, okay, I pray to God because, yeah, my dad wasn't focusing on God. And then I pray to him. I'm like, okay, if you're real, I'm going to sort out this side of my father not focusing on you. Invited him to encounter. He came on the Sunday and then he gave his life. And I was like, wow,
Amen.
That is awesome.
Amen.
Then I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm focusing on God. This thing, yeah, it's, yeah, focusing on God is actually what I'm supposed to be doing. And as a result, my whole family got affected because of me. Yeah, God, that's awesome. So
Amen.
That's actually when I actually focused on God. And then I chose, you know, to actually live a life where I'm going to follow God no matter what happens. And yeah, that is a reason for me not wanting to change from Christianity to something else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like really awesome.
Yeah,
yo,
it's really awesome.
It's like really awesome. So to the people out there, my advice is focus on God.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see what he's going to do for you. Because Christian here, yeah, she heard God's voice.
Yeah.
Okay, me, I have heard it. I've heard it in a dream.
It comes out of nowhere.
Okay, I want that one where it's an audible.
I'm
the way we're talking.
See? Yeah.
The way we're talking.
Yeah.
So just like this, and then God says, Nesh, 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 Nesh.
I think I'll be scared.
No,
I'll be scared. Yeah, I'll also be scared.
We'll that's
be
the like, thing.
Am I going crazy? I'm hearing voices.
I think that's
the reason. I was, but it was in my head, you know.
I think that's why I haven't really heard it like that. It's because God knows, hey, if I speak to this guy like that, hey, he's gonna go crazy.
Yeah.
So until he's ready, then I'm gonna speak to him like that. So I think that's
the reason. Don't forget, she has to do the high note.
Okay, I heard that. We heard
that. Yeah, we heard that.
They heard that. We all heard that. People in USA heard that. Yeah. So this was interesting. It was an interesting show.
Yeah.
So last words from you guys. What's your last word?
Going first as always.
Yes.
I just want to say focus on your life, focus on your goals, have a vision, and just give yourself to Christ and see where it gets you.
Yeah.
Just because nothing else actually makes sense for me. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, the vision of God.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And me is never give up on God, because God will be there for you no matter what wrong stuff you do. He always has your back.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I can also reflect that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even Joseph reflected that.
Yeah.
You know, Joseph, yeah, he was prideful. They sent him to Egypt about to die, but yet still God had him, you know. And guess what? He became the king. I heard that. Yeah, she was singing.
Yeah.
You see, I told you it comes instantly. Yeah, it's instant. You don't need to do it. Yes.
Okay, now.
Yes.
Comeback.
Yes. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, that was awesome. So who wants to close for us?
Or
do you want me to close?
Yes, it's your show.
Okay, so when you close, ne? This is how you close. I'm gonna do it, and then you're gonna do it for the audience also, ne? Yeah. So, yeah, you know, just for our guest, you know, as the audience, yeah, you know, just bear with them, you know, give them the privilege to be on the Dave and Nesh show. Okay, so when we close, this is how you do it, yeah. So you're like, okay, this is the Dave and Nesh show, DJ Nave, that's me, and then you can put your own name in there, yeah. This is DJ Nave signing out. Yeah. Don't forget to catch us on Facebook at ActiveFM777, on Instagram at ActiveFM777, on Twitter at ActiveFM777, and the website itself, www.activefm.co.za. I almost said www.co.za.
Don't worry. They got your dictionary for that.
Yeah. You see, that's the one. Yeah. Too much. Put it. Yeah, yes.
Boom.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, I'm going to close for us. Close for us. Yeah. Okay, let me close.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is your boy, DJ Nave, signing out with...
Zanzan.
Yes, Zanzan and... Kristen. She hit a blank.
Forgot her name. No. Thankfully, it's Christina. It's fine. I'm just like, froze.
You forgot your name.
Yeah, she forgot her name.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is your boy DJ Nave signing out with Christina and Zanzan. Yeah, yes. On the Dave and Nash show. And don't forget to catch us on Facebook, ActiveFM777, on Instagram, at ActiveFM777, on Twitter, at ActiveFM777, and the website itself, www.activefm.co.za. Till next time, yeah, I'll see you same time, same place, on the number one station with the hot music, which is Christ music. Toodaloo.
Bye.
Bye. Shout out to my leader.
Active FM. Christ music is heart music.